The Mishnah on Daf Yurches says, Meis lo meis, einu yotze, achwa mitum, el heim nichnosim vuhu nigla, heim niglim vuhu nichse, viyotze imoin ad Pesach shah ha'ir, divir reb meir. Reb Yehuda omer, einu yotze min ha-mikdash, mishum shenem, o min ha-mikdash lo yetze. So, you see that there's a special isur for the Kohen Gadol to miss asek, be involved in the levaya of a meis. Even if he does become tummy. And the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is what's called hisaskos. The coin to Reb Meir, it's only if he sees the mace. That's called misasek. And Reb Yehuda says, even if he doesn't see the mace, it's still called hisaskos with the mace, since he left the mikdash for the purpose of the mace. And that's called misasek. And the sugi the one after your test, Reb Meir holds, if a case kevid isle hekera lo osle minga, for ilu Reb Yehuda holds svirule the agav merire dilma mikre v'os v'naga, he may come to touch the mace. So it seems from both that the fundamental principle or this isur is an isur drabonon, because you may come in contact with mace and the kohen will be matam himself. But it could be that there's not just an Issa Drabonon, but it's a Dindi Raisa, that his askus, that is possible to come Lidei Tuba, that's an Issa Diraisa of Tuma, and the Machlaikas, Meir and Rabbi Huda, is what kind of his askus it is that can that come Lidei Tuma, but that indeed is Osmidi Raisa. So it's also in terms of who does this isu relate to? According to the Rambam says in Perek Beis and Bias Mikdash that this halacha applies to not only to the Kohen Gadol, but to every Kohen. Rambam says, this is Perek Beis, as I said, halacha hey, Kohen shiyotzim na mikdash b'shas avodu b'vad chayiv misa, Ben Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Hedjit, Shneme Pesach Oyo Moed Lo Seitzu Min Ben Tamusu. In other words, not to leave the Avodah and to leave. And the Ravid is Masig there, Ben Kohen Hedjit. So the Ravid says, Amavam Tema Gadol Huse, Shlo Nema Oso Posuk Elo Oso Shah, Bishil Shinim Shahu Bonov, Masha Amo Betos Konim, Minayin Lekohanim, Shibachol Hadoris Lekohanim Agdolim, Shibachol Hadoris Kama, Shish. Shemin Mishlos Kodesh who Maba Osam. So it seems from the Ravid that the Ravid holds that this Issa of the Yitziv Ben HaMikdash is relates only to Kohen Gadol, because the pasuk says because it says Shemin Mishlos Kodesh, but for regular Kohen Hedi it doesn't apply. But it says, but the pasuk which is, says explicitly as relates to Bnei Aaron, that they should not during the period of Miluim when Pesach or Moed lo seitzu shivas yomim. That's because the Bnei Aaron were nimshach b'shem and amishcha. But this goes to confirm what the Reb Chaim said, that the locha, those who are nimshach b'shem and amishcha, not only the Kohen Gadol, but for example, the Kohen Meshuach Mochama, in Gavra, he has a chaloshem kedushas Kohen Gadol. And similarly, the Bnei Aaron, who were nimshach during the Miluim, also had a din of Kohen Gadol in Gavra, and therefore there would be the Osir Balmona and the Osir Tmetamata, the Ol Koivim, because in Gavra they have kedushas Kohen Gadol. So the Ravid holds that this halach applies only to Kohen Gadol. Just the Bnei Aaron, who were Nimshach, had a din of Kedushas Kohen Gadol, since they were Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha.